Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Lucretia, your host of The Awakening, and I'm super excited to share today with you guys. I mean, there's ice on the ground here in Arkansas, but it's bright and sunny, and I'm feeling great. I hope that you guys are also. Guys, we've been doing this now for quite some time, and I know that you guys are used to Thursdays being our financial empowerment segment. And trust me, we will get back to some more financial empowerment, but both my co-host and I want to stay true to the original vision of The Awakening, which is empowering women all together. You know, so there's just more to life than money, and of course, there's just a lot of things that go into being a woman. And there's a lot of concerns for women, you know. So we want to talk about today just defining life as a woman, defining your life more specifically as a woman or as a woman that you can be proud of, that you want to become, you know. So in days and times like today where everybody is connected and everybody is opinionated and social media is all the rave and, you know, reality TV and all kind of televised dramas are all the rage. There's a lot of pressure to become what we see, but what we want to encourage you to do today is to stay true and unique to who God created you to be. There is not another you. So if you refuse to be you and you make yourself into a carbon copy of someone else, you're going to cheat the world of something wonderful and amazing. Before we get into today's show, I want to invite you guys to my website. Listen, some of you know, some of you may not know that I am an author, Armitria. She's also an author. We have several books. Armitria just recently released Affirm Like a Boss. You definitely need to get that. And, of course, I have several books, but the one I want to recommend today is my first book, the one that started it all, which is The Rape of Innocence. Some of you have not yet read my story or my testimony to know what qualifies me to be in the position that I am. Of course, you know, God ordained me for this, so that's the first thing. But, you know, I've been through some things. Some people, you know, only met me once I got to this place that I am now, and you don't really know my story or the struggles or any of the things I had to overcome to become who I am, you know, and I am becoming constantly, daily, changing. So I definitely want to recommend that you pick up a copy of The Rape of Innocence. And if it's in your budget, also grab a copy of Heartstrings. Because, guys, as women, unfortunately, we are receivers. And when we're in these relationships, in and out, moving and maneuvering, not giving ourselves time to heal, time to process whatever has happened in our life, we are tying our hearts up to so many different things, places, people. And I want to help you get untied, untangled. You know, some people don't believe in multiple personality disorder. I do. I don't believe in it necessarily in the traditional sense, but I do believe that there comes a time when you have taken in so many people, so many people's opinions, so many expectations, and you went through so much disappointment, so much brokenness, that it fractures your psyche and that you become just a mixture, an oleo, if you will, of people, places, things, negativity. And when you're in that shape, when you're not healed, when you're broken like that, then what happens is you become ineffective. You become ineffective in your faith. You become ineffective in your life. So definitely those two books are highly recommended today, The Rape of Innocence and Heartstrings, and also catch Armitria's book. And I'm going to have her give you her website and ordering information shortly in the show. Get her book, Affirm Like a Boss. And I'm going to tell you something, guys, about these affirmations, because a few people had talked to me about it a couple of weeks ago when I mentioned her book on the show, and you were talking about affirmations or not necessarily them not necessarily working for you. Well, here's the thing. There is no one-size-fits-all, generally speaking, but Armitria's book has a very specific focus. And what it is focusing on putting you back in a place where you have accepted responsibility and you for your life, and you're guiding it in the direction that it's supposed to go. So these affirmations work for anybody and everybody. And that, you know, that's just rare. So you definitely want to get it and read it and share it with a friend, because, I mean, it is definitely going to empower you in ways that I can't even fully explain. The last announcement is this, guys. If you've been listening for a while and you haven't subscribed or followed the show, I invite you and encourage you to definitely follow. I want to get the follow numbers up. We have a nice listening audience, but you guys are not subscribing or following or whatever. So go to blogtalkradio.com/LucretiaHayes and hit subscribe or follow or whatever button is there. I guess I should know that, but definitely hit that button and begin to follow the show, because we're going to pick up pace and we're going to do more things. I don't want you guys to miss any of it, because this is for you. This is something, this is my service to you, Armitria's service to you, us sowing into you so that you can get the things that we had to suffer for without suffering for them. See, that's the whole point of legacy, is that having the ability to pass down powerful, important information and techniques and strategies and knowledge and all of that without the next generation or the next group of people having to suffer for it. But see, everybody, somebody has to suffer for it. Somebody gets the stripes. Whoever the trailblazers are, they run into the briars and the thickets and the snakes and the bears and the lions and the tigers, and they run into all of that and have to overcome all of that to clear the way for those who are coming after. So jump in, and we're going to help you get to where you need to be. Now, with that being said, I want to get my co-host on, because she has so much going on, and I want her to have a lot of today's show to talk about defining life as a woman, because you are a woman, or you're a man who loves a woman. And women are special. I'm not just saying that men aren't, but the thing is, people are special. But today we're talking about women. Women are special and oftentimes unappreciated. They're, you know, not loved properly oftentimes. And here's the thing. Mostly because they don't learn how to love themselves properly. See, as women, from little kids, we're taught to nurture everybody else. Even as babies, we're hugging our parents, we're hugging our brothers and sisters, we're hugging and loving and nurturing and caring, and we grow up with that. But what people don't often teach us is how to give that same love and affection to ourselves. So we're everybody else's best friend and our own worst enemy. Then it shouldn't be so. And it's time for us to define what it is to be a woman personally. I can't define it for you. You have to define it for you. And to begin to put some things in place to become that woman that we're supposed to be, to heal from bad teaching or bad circumstance and atmosphere and bad parenting, whatever the case be. Or some of you may not necessarily need to heal from that. You may just have had quite a few life disappointments that made you feel like you're tired, you're worn out, and you just don't want to try. We want to get you through all of that stuff and back to a place where you're connected with your source and with yourself, because in that place is power. Armitria, are you on the line?
Hey, I sure am. How are you, Lucretia?
I am doing fantastic, hon. How are you doing?
I am fantabulous. I mean, if it gets any better, I think my head will pop off.
I would agree. I've been watching it. Yes, ma'am, your life
yes,
is going
life is
wonderfully.
Great. Thank you. You know what, Lucretia, before I forget, lose this thought, you were saying that a couple people had reached out to you and said that affirmations don't work for them. And if I actually speak about in the introduction of my book that whether you're affirming negatively or positively, you're affirming, and those things you impress upon the subconscious mind. And so, therefore, whatever you're speaking about, you're thinking about, and you're thinking about. And so when those people say affirmations don't work for me, that's your affirmation. And your affirmations have integrity. And so if you don't want them to work for you, guess what? That's the message that you send out into the universe. I'm not open to any of this shit working for me, so it's just not going to work. So I wanted to quickly put that out there. So maybe you want to reverse and impress something a little bit different upon your subconscious minds. And simply say something to the effect, affirmations do work for me. And now I affirm intentionally and on purpose that every powerful, positive thing that I'm saying and thinking is manifested in my life right now. I am receptive to that. So
wow,
that's
I like
thought
that.
Off there. Yes, ma'am.
That's a good place to start. And guys, you know what? It's so important that you understand what she just said to you. Whether you believe in it or not, you've been doing it all your life already. So all she's trying to do, all the book does, not even trying to do, it's not a trying to do, what the book does is guide what you've been doing all your life anyway. So go on, Armitria. I just had to put that in there.
No, so basically, like you said, we're affirming all the time. And since we're talking about, you know, defining ourselves as women and things like that, you know, what are you defining? And a lot of us think that because we're not actually saying it, we have what's called chakras. You have a throat chakra, and then you have a mental chakra. And these two energies work together to create the world and the situations and circumstances that you see right now. I actually don't believe in bad situations. I do believe that we have challenges in life, but I believe that just like from the scriptures, it says that all things are working together for the good of them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. Now, I doubted that anybody would say they don't love God, and I doubted that anybody would actually be silly enough to believe that they're not called here according to his purpose, or else you just wouldn't be here. And so even if you're in a terrible relationship, even if you suffered some type of abuse, these things have come up into your awareness because it's trying to get your attention. And to that, I just believe that Yeshua, and I'm using Jesus' sacred name, is telling you, my brother, my sister, choose again. Make a new choice. You know, defy gravity. Defy the opposite of faith, which is fear, you know, and utilize faith. Today, guys, as a woman, I've learned that my medium for change, my medium for restoration and healing is prayer. And I'm not talking about, you know, those prayers where it's like, you know what I'm saying, the kind of stuff that we're kind of taught in church, you have to say it this way or do it this way. My prayers are so non-traditional, it's not even funny. And guess what? And those are the things that work for me. Sometimes, guys, because God can handle my mouth. People can't, okay? And so the thing is what God expects from us is authenticity. I have a couple of journals, and I got journals where I literally cuss Negroes out, Lucretia. I mean, like, I lay your ass out in a journal. You know, and so what I'm saying is okay, but what I'm saying is that we hold a lot of stuff in as women. And then yes. we identify with these things, and then we start to see these things show up in our body. See, a lot of people look at sickness and they think, curse it. I'm going to challenge your thinking, and I'm going to say if sickness or illness or any type of discomfort or dis-ease has shown itself present in your body, use it as a teacher and find out what your body is trying to tell you about your spiritual condition, about what you're holding on to subconsciously. Because, see, the way God created us, he made us in his likeness and in his image. And so, therefore, we too are creators. And just like my brain right now is sending a signal to the muscles in my mouth that's sending vibrations through my vocal cords that's helping me to get this message across to you, the mind is also responsible for creating illness in the body. I hope you guys are following me. And so while we like to blame different foods and different things, I'm going to blame you. I'm going to put responsibility back on you because, see, this is where we begin to take responsibility for being demigods. And what I mean by that is that in the Bible it says, do you not know that ye are gods? This is where we take responsibility. Do you not know that you are God? So what does that mean? I have the ability to create and miscreate. And women are even more powerful than ever. And let me just say this. Now, this is going to challenge some of your thinking and your beliefs. But I'm going to tell you something. The enemy or inner me or enemy will always show you the opposite of who you are. If you're really a champion, he's going to say you're a loser. or the world is going to send you that you're a loser. And so guess what? Throughout centuries, throughout cultures, throughout religions, women has always been, quote unquote, the bane of man's existence. You need us, but we're actually the ones that F the world up, so to speak. We the ones who told the man to eat the fruit. We the ones that, in Greek mythology, opened Pandora's box. But I want to tell you, it's actually quite the opposite. Women were always the most powerful creatures on earth, and the minute that we begin to recognize that and to begin to access our power back, man, oh man, let me tell you something. I think it's in the Quran. Yeah, it is in the Quran, and it says something to the effect, Lucretia, that there are no decent women. The world is in disarray. The men are in disarray. Because guess what, ladies? We are the key. I was talking to my little sister the other day. Am I talking too much? Stop me if you need to.
I was talking to my little sister
the other day, and she was talking about how she doesn't like when men have their pants hanging off. And I said, that's the women's fault. And she said, how you going to say that? I said, because stop giving up your pussy.
Yeah.
Make a set of standards. And I don't ask Negroes whose pants are hanging off their ass. I bet you everybody, the drug dealers on the street, I have on suit. Because that is the most powerful thing in the world. And the women in Greece got it. There's a story. I'll suggest all of you guys read it one day. You can get it for free on Google. I think it's called Lysistrata. And it was a play, actually, and it was written way back when. But Lysistrata was a woman in Greece, and they were at war. Sparta and Athens, they were at war. And her idea, this little maidservant's idea, was that all the women need to go on strike with giving up what was between their legs to bring peace. And so everybody's like, well, what do you mean? They was like, look, husbands, wives, hoes, everybody, y'all don't give up no ass at all. Y'all better not give up nothing. And guess what? It brought peace to the land. It brought peace. Those two countries got together and decided to have peace and to work together in unity, all because of the power of a woman. So don't you ever get it twisted and think that you become second class or whatever. When God made us, honey, when I started to recognize who I am and who I was, and y'all look out for my newest book coming out, Lucretia. It's called Heaven is Between My Legs, Embracing My Sacred Femininity. And I'm talking about reclaiming and redefining yourself as a woman. Understand that who we are, what we bring to the table, life comes through your womb. This is why it's important that every man cannot enter your heaven. Lucretia touched on a lot of stuff, these multiple personalities that we have, and that's because this is heaven. Like, and heaven is between my legs. And when I allow some idiot to enter into heaven, then I bring hell into heaven. It's chaotic. And you need to realize that your vagina, some people call it P-U-S-S-Y, I call mine my yoni, okay, because it's sacred to me. It's the seat of life. I speak to it. The way I clean it is sacred. I have sacred baths. I appreciate it. I apologize to it. And I damn sure don't let everybody up in it.
Yep.
Everybody ain't
absolutely
welcome here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how that goes. And so with that thing, you have to protect this and guard it. There was a time in ancient civilization where women were the gods. Uh-oh. We fell in love with man. I'm giving y'all some history now, way back from ancient Kemet, which is Egypt. Okay? We fell in love with man. And we came down as lesser. But we are the ones that bring life to the earth. Without Miriam, there would be no Jesus, no Yeshua. Okay? God still had to use a woman to bring the Savior to earth. Y'all better get a revelation. Don't you let nobody step you back, tell you women can't speak in church, women can't do this. We've always had to take the lesser because of how powerful we really are. And so any time that you have a species that's inferior to another species, it only has to make you ask the question, what are you afraid of? You're afraid of me really accessing my power, but you don't realize that if I did, it'll make the world a better place. You'll be a better man because of it.
Right.
Some
oh, my God.
Some of us got Negroes sitting all on the couch and stuff, eating the baby food. We out working, and he's sitting on the couch. Get your ass up, man.
I know that's right.
You out of
I
order.
I know that's right. But you know
you
what, Amisha, and I want to kind of talk about that because I'm glad you brought that up. One of the and it goes back to what you said about that old play. But one of the things that I've realized, because I've been down through there a couple of times, some different things. But at the end of the day,
yeah.
when I got through being bitter and I got through pointing fingers and I got through being mad and trying to kill people, because y'all know that the girl got a few felonies. But at the end of the day. You know, I found out this is my fault because I allowed it. Guys, a lot of the
yes.
things that we're mad and bitter about right now, he won't take care of me, he won't do this, and they won't do this, and life won't do this. It's because you, as a woman, have allowed yourself to sink to a place where you put all of your life into the hands of what another person will and won't do, and you were not designed for that. Even if you were born a twin, y'all weren't born in the same body. You were given a life, power, authority, dominion. You were given a purpose, destiny.
Mm-hmm.
All of that is in you. One of the things I love that you said to me, Armitria, that one time when I was plotting a murder. Guys, you just got to know our history goes back. But you said there's no lack in you. And I didn't really want to hear it at the time because I know it was true, but, you know, I was really, like, really wanting to listen to my flesh. But the fact of the matter is, as long as you believe you lack something and that somebody else, it's up to somebody else to supply it, you are always living based upon what they do and don't do, and that's a dangerous place to be. To take your power
You'll
back, you have to realize.
Abusive situation.
Exactly, absolutely. Now, go on, Armitra. I just had to put that in there because, girl, you got me
on fire on that
one.
No, I'm glad you said that. I was just saying that you'll always create abusive situations. And let me just point out a couple ways that we create abusive situations. A lot of us, we don't like our bodies because we're basing our bodies and comparing our bodies to someone else. I remember when I used to say, I don't like my breasts. I don't like my breasts. And then one day a lump popped up in it, and I had to have a surgery. And so, you know, if we don't appreciate who we are and what we have on the table and what we bring to this experience, we will set fires to get our own attention. You will create situations where you have to forgive yourself and others. You will create situations where you'll have to forgive the abuse that you placed on yourself. Here's a prime example, guys. Now, a lot of you all who know me know that I was married. Okay, and that how much I love my husband. You guys would see it all over Facebook. I would serve my little butt off. And I had abandonment issues, but I never dealt with my abandonment issues. And so where did I store that stuff? I was like a hermit crab, right? And so I hid under my new shell's name was marriage, okay? And so I hid under that until it just couldn't hold me anymore. I grew up as a crab. My vulnerability, my insecurities grew more. My psychological property in which I should have copywritten, I brought into and made it community property between my husband and I. Well, what I ended up creating was a situation where with a husband who would exploit that. Now, I got angry with him at first until I took responsibility for what I created. I never dealt with the fact that I needed attention. I never dealt with the fact that because mommy and daddy wasn't there, you know, I felt unloved and unwanted. And so therefore I hid under this man and I accepted whatever, okay? Whatever, and whenever he I felt like he was withdrawing love from me, I would serve even more and do things that I might not even want it to do. I created these abusive situations because that was my drug of choice. And see, a lot of us frown upon people who smoke crack and boat and whatever. It's just that their drug is visual. A lot of our drugs are mental and spiritual. Okay,
mm-hmm,
so
illegal.
Okay. It's spiritually illegal, though. You know what I'm saying? And so
yeah,
we tend to want to have a man. You know, we'll go through emotional rapes just to say, I got a man laying beside me at night, just so we can feel wanted and everybody else can see us as wanted. And that was my problem, is that, and I'm not saying my husband was a bad person, but I'm realizing now that I used him, and I needed to apologize for that. He was on the conveyor belt of my heart, and I was asking him to pay a really big price, and that was to fill the void that I felt like my parents didn't give. And until I dealt
wow
with that, and today I've dealt with that, and so now I can enter into a relationship and share in my happiness. I'm not depending on another person to make me happy. And I don't know if you guys get how important that is today, because a lot of us do that. We gonna go smoke a man. You know what I'm saying? We gonna go smoke a relationship right quick. Some of us are in and out of relationships because we're addicted to romance. You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest drug of all, when you dopamine dripping, because that's the same high that you get from crack. It releases a chemical in the mind called dopamine. You can't even think straight. You don't even see this nigga's, you don't even see his flaws or nothing, because you so daggone high. And then all of a sudden, some months go by, all of a sudden that soulmate turns into the devil. Why didn't I see that at first? Because I was high as hell.
Yeah.
Whew. Those are the abusive situations that I'm talking about. I'm talking about healing yourself by acknowledging the fact that I'm hurt, and going before God and saying, you know what, this hurts. I don't like the fact that my father didn't call me when I wanted him to call me. I don't like the fact that my mother beat me. I don't like the fact that men were running in and out of the house. That hurt me. That left an imprint on me, God. And I want to deal with that so that I don't go out into the world and create abusive situations in order for me to learn a lesson about self-love. Help me to love myself now. Help me to hurt right here in your presence so that I don't go and drag my bullshit into the presence of somebody else and we all hurting.
Yes.
I know somebody said, she said God and bullshit in the same. Look, y'all. me and God had one of those relationships, and I love it. Okay,
I didn't even notice that you said it. That's what's crazy, because to me that didn't even sound like a weird sentence.
People email me, people email me, and I'd be like, "Do you think he's more concerned about me being honest with him, or you actually taking the time to inbox me when you could be working on some shit in your life? Which one you think he mad at? You mad or not?" God ain't mad, you are. So anyway, moving along, I'm just raw and uncut. I like to be organic. I've been this little quiet in the corner chick all my life, and this is who I am, and I refuse to be anybody else for somebody else's comfort. One of my favorite sayings is, I refuse to set myself on fire to keep other people warm. I'm just not going to do it.
Now, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because I do want to add this, guys, to the show, because here's the thing, as women, and I said this in the beginning, we're taught to love, nurture, and take care of everyone else. But very few of us have the beautiful upbringing of learning self-love. And it's usually not until we've been broken down to almost nothing, I mean fractured and shattered and scattered in the wind, that we realize that we need to be loved. What Armitria is saying, what we have said, and definitely get that book, Affirm Like a Boss. Actually, we have 90 seconds, so let me say this real quick. And Armitria, I need you to give them their website. What we're saying to you is, for you to define yourself as a woman, is you have to become whole again, and that has to be a choice that you make. You're going to have to decide that you're going to be done with abusing yourself if you want the abuse from others to ever stop. Armitria, what's your website so that they can get your book for sure? I've already given them mine.
It is www.armitriamisha.com. Again, that's www.armitriamisha.com.
Guys, definitely go over there and get the book now. Don't procrastinate on your healing. Thank you for listening to us. We will be coming back to you again next Thursday. We won't be doing money empowerment. Thank you again. You guys have a blessed and prosperous day. Thanks, Armitria.
Happy girl.